はい、ありがとうございます。
Thank you.
それではこの PowerPoint を使って、
I'd like to use this PowerPoint to talk about the second quarter results.
ここは決算の概要でございます。
This is the overall results. And if you look at the net sales, you can see it has grown 12% year over year basis. And towards the bottom, you can see the increase of net sales by 7% if currency exchange rates used for 2020 is applied. And also pre-GAAP basis, it's plus 11%. Compared to the overall annual guideline, we see that we have seen a very steady growth in our net sales, but operating income is flat. Why is it that we have double-digit growth in net sales and yet operating income is flat? This is because compared to last year, in the second quarter last year, we were completely in a lockdown situation. So there were a lot of savings that were possible for sales and marketing. There was a lot of savings. But this year, gradually, things have opened up. And so therefore, we are seeing more expenses. And also, the net sales have grown. And also, the SaaS area, which we are emphasizing in our strategy heavily, are areas where there has been much activity. And so therefore, this has changed the situation. And there's also the exchange rate impact. And so in that sense, there has been the overseas sales that has been impacted. And this is reflected in the numbers here. But we see an increase in the 28% increase in ordinary income because of the sales that has taken place. And compared to the overall guideline, you can see that we see a steady progress. And when we look at the net sales growth by region, in North America, there had been some difficulties in the past, but we have been able to have a positive result. And for North America, we are seeing recovery. Meanwhile, in Japan, for the pre-GAAP basis, second quarter, there have been some difficulties, but the major reasons for this is because of the state of emergency impact. Over here, we have this impact of the exchange rates. And by segment, when we look at this, we can see that for the enterprise market, this is the numbers after the deferred revenues. And you can see this, as already mentioned, on a pre-GAAP basis, you will see a different situation. But this is the kind of situation which we're seeing. And from the first quarter, this is a new way of presenting the numbers. And you can see the subscription license. We have divided this into perpetual license, and subscription ARR. And first, when it comes to the active customer count, you can see that we are seeing steady growth in the subscription customers. And you can see that in corporate policy, in our strategy, we want to try to move forward to a subscription SaaS approach. And so therefore, that is why you see this decline over here. And this is an important point. This is in regard to SaaS. Now, whether the customers are actually using SaaS or not, to what extent are the SaaS agents being used? And we see that it is plus 60% here. On the other hand, in regard to this usage, we believe that this is a positive factor for us. And related to that, In regard to the subscription business ARR, the annual recurring revenue, this is 30%. And because of the low yen against the dollar, in the previous quarter, we had seen this already taking place, but we see further acceleration of this trend. And there's a 12% growth here, but gradually in regard to ARR, the percentages will increase. And this will approach the deferred revenues. This is the percentage share by region. No particular big change here. And here, this is the pre-gap before adjusting for currency exchange rates. And you can see that we have double-digit growth in the other regions, especially if we look at North America. It had been negative results up until now, but now we have this double-digit growth. And also in Europe as well, we continue to see these good numbers. Meanwhile, it's minus 2% in Japan. And I've already touched upon this, but there is a state of emergency declaration. And when it came to the larger retailers, there is an impact here. And also for the enterprise market as well, in regard to the orders that we had been anticipating, there was some postponements. And later on, Mr. Omikawa will be explaining about that. And when it comes to the enterprise corporate sales, if you look at this area, it looks like the deferred revenues have grown tremendously. But if you look at the pre-gap numbers, then you can see that for the enterprise market, it's about 7%. And our strategy aspects will be explained by Mr. Omikawa. But we have the Cloud One. And we have a SaaS service, which we see considerable sales. This is the deferred revenues. I will skip this. And looking at the cost structure, as already mentioned, our sales are increasing, but why is it that the net income is flat? Compared to the first quarter, you can see this situation from the top. There's the R&D aspects. After that, we have selling and marketing, and we can see a growth compared to 1 year ago. This is because for sales activities, we're seeing recovery in activity. And so the numbers are growing here. And also there's a lot for the cloud. As already mentioned, for the SaaS agents, the numbers are increasing. Consequently, we see an increase here. And we think that this is a positive thing. It may not be used, but as this increases, we believe that this is going to lead to usage by the customer, and this will eventually lead to sales. And also for the outsourcing, I'm sure that you're aware of the fact that we have the mobile phone shop channel, and there is a decrease in the overall sales, but there is also the mobile phones shop sales that are growing.
In terms of the salaries, there's a big variable compensation portion and also some impact by the exchange. This is the pre-gap status. Cash flow, 14 billion. This is quite solid. We have hired additional 50 people. Last year, we didn't hire many people, but going forward, we may increase the headcount. This is mostly related to our efforts to increase the sales. We want to have a stronger sales teams in different areas. That's the biggest factor behind this. And these are non-operating items. Mentioned the gain on sales of marketable securities of 1 billion yen. And going to the highlights and lowlights of this quarter. Highlights include positive growth in North American region, and also double-digit growth of a pre-gap in all areas excluding Japan, and a strong growth of a subscription ARR. In terms of low lights, in Japan, we had the impact of emergency declaration. But once this is lifted, we expect the business to go back to the normal situation in Japan. There's also the salary cost and the cloud-related expenses that are expanding, but we believe this is a healthy sign. Because as a company, we have strategic objectives that we want to achieve. And these are the variable costs related to that. And the cloud backend usage is increasing. That is why the cost is increasing. Moving on to the 6 month, the first half, I would like to skip these slides because this is just a combination of first and second quarters. As far as the outlook is concerned, we have not changed anything. You may think that this is a little bit still conservative at the end of the second quarter, but COVID-19 is still here. And also, in Japan, every day the situations are fluctuating. There are many uncertainties still. So considering those uncertainties, we want to maintain the current outlook. That's all from me. Thank you very much for your kind attention.